Number 15.
Hello there, Sheldon. What are we going to read today?
My name is Chris, not Sheldon. But even though I've known Mr. Larson for several years, I don't let it get to me. After all, he's 93 years old. How many different names has he had to remember during his long life? More than I have, that's for sure. When I started volunteering at the library, I was expecting to stack the shelves and assist people with research projects. I'm pretty good with computers, so I was sure I could help people track down information in the library catalog or on the internet. But on my very first day, the head librarian directed me to an activity space where a small group of elderly people was waiting. They come here every week, and all you have to do is read to one of them, I was told. At first, I was disappointed. I wanted to spend my days walking up and down the aisles, exploring the stories hidden away among thousands of volumes. Why couldn't they just read to themselves? But when you're 93, it isn't always so easy. The letters are small, and the books can be heavy. And sometimes, all you really want is to make a connection with another human being. It took me a while to understand that. Actually, I did some research after I started. I work at the library, after all. It turns out that reading to older adults can help lower their stress levels and keep their minds sharp. It can even help them sleep better. As for me, I never knew my grandparents. They passed a long time before I was born, so I felt like I had adopted my own grandpa. And the stories Mr. Larson told me about growing up in the early 20th century were more interesting than all of the books around us. I never expected that the most interesting thing at the library would be a person.